Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 2nd of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are ya?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm grooving.
All right. So we're here today. Now that we've gotten Halloween out of the way, hopefully most people have recovered from the sugar hangover. We're going to talk a little bit about some gifting ideas. And part of the reason we want to do that is because it's not really Black Friday anymore. It's more like Black November. And so there's lots of deals available. There's lots of stuff going on. Plus, given the kind of shortages we've seen on all kinds of products, it definitely works in your favor to shop a little sooner this year than normal, because you can't rely on everything getting there in 2 days anymore, even if you can get your hands on it. So we wanted to talk about some smart home things that are possibly some lighter weight gifts if you want to maybe get somebody into a little bit of smart home stuff, or you think it might be a good idea. Or we also have some ideas for some good stuff that might help level up some folks, you know, that are already doing some of this. Mm-hmm. Sound about right?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So, Jeff, you have a guide that's going up with some picks on this. Yep. It is not there right now. If you were listening to this hot off the presses, it will be there soon. You can find links to all of this stuff there. The first one I want to point out is one of probably the easiest ones to give people, because it's very easy to set up. And that is a Wemo. And they call them switches, but it's actually an outlet. So it's a little device that you plug in to an outlet that has a little outlet plug on it. And so you plug something into that, and then you can control it with your phone or with your voice assistant or what have you. The reason this one is really nice is because lots of home, smart home devices come with a little box that you have to set up on your network somewhere so that it can control the device for you. And Wemos don't, because they're HomeKit compatible. Okay. So if you have an Apple TV or a resident iPad or a HomePod or a HomePod Mini that can be the resident device on your network so that you can set up this sort of stuff, then that's all you have to do. You set it up. The HomeKit ones have, because they a little while ago, they switched over to having everything be HomeKit compatible. So not everything has the little sticker on the side, but if it does, you open up the Home app, you point the camera at it, and it goes, "Hi, what room is this in?" And then you're done, basically. I set up a couple new ones myself at my house, and it was very easy in HomeKit, and you give it a nice name, and then you can say things like, "Hey, lady, turn on the kitchen light," or "turn off the kitchen light," or the lamp, you know, whatever the lamp is or whatever. And it makes it very easy to get that configured and up and running. So this one is probably a good pick for if you sort of want to introduce somebody, if this is, you know, your parents, maybe, or your grandparents or some family member that something like this, it's very easy for them to just say, "Hey, turn the light on. Hey, turn the light off," that kind of thing. Or coffee maker, you know, something like that.
Now, does it just plug into to one outlet, or does it plug into both?
No, it plugs into one, and they've gotten smaller. I have some from a long time ago that are very, very big propositions, and they've gotten much smaller over time. So it's a pretty compact deal. You can still use the other plug in the outlet. Nice. In the box, if you plug one of these in, and it does have a button on the side, so if you do need to run it manually, you still can. If you need to turn it on and off with something like that, and it works with they are HomeKit compatible, so there's a certain level of security involved, and you can use them with Google and Echo devices as well. So they're pretty nice, you know. And like I said, you just got to, like, the hard part is figuring out what you want to plug into it, for the most part, and then you just turn it on and go. So
cool.
Yeah, that one I like, because it's also pretty easy to support. So, you know, if you give it to somebody who's maybe not near you, you know, and they're also pretty easy to come by. Like, they're, you know, for the most part, like I got a bundle not too long ago at Target that was a light switch, a Wemo light switch, and a newer, smaller Wemo plugs. And I was able to upgrade one of the light switches in my house so that now that light is one that I can also control with just using Home Assistant. And you can build those into automations and stuff as well. So every morning it turns on a light or runs the coffee maker or whatever you want. And those are pretty neat. So
cool.
Yeah, I like those. So what would be an easy sort of lightweight smart home pick for you?
This is one, it's not HomeKit compatible, okay, unfortunately, but the Pura Smart Scent Diffuser.
Okay.
I just recently got one, and it plugs into a standard wall outlet. They recommend plugging it into the top, and yes, you can still plug things in beneath it.
Great.
Yeah, because, you know, like other plug-in air fresheners, you can't plug anything in underneath it.
Yeah.
But this you can. And it holds two different fragrances. So you can actually set it on a timer so that one part of the day it has one scent and another part of the day it has another scent.
Oh, okay.
It's fully app supported. You run it off of an app on your phone. It supports geofencing. So like I've got mine set up so that if when I leave the house, it turns it off. So nice. It's not wasting that fragrance oil when there's nobody in my room to enjoy it.
All right. That's also handy.
Because you know, when I turn the corner coming up to my house, I check the app. It's already turned back on. So I walk into my room and I smell pumpkin macchiato.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. So before we talk about other ones, because I do have sort of a level up if you know someone particularly nerdy, or if you are someone who is particularly nerdy and looking for an item on your list, I have a pick for that in a minute. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is ZocDoc. ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and reading reviews, compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance and book in-person or video appointments. And not just for primary care, you can find a dentist, an eye doctor, or another specialist. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO. I'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, here's my level up pick. And my level up pick is if you are a person who got into the home automation smart home game ages and ages ago, like I did, you have a lot of stuff that came out before HomeKit was even a consideration or before you were even waiting for Apple to start getting into the HomeKit game. And so you have a lot of stuff hanging around that maybe it would be a giant pain to upgrade, or there are things you like and there's not a better replacement for that right now, except that it's not HomeKit compatible. Here's what you want to do. You want to figure out which one of these is going to be good for you. I'll tell you the one that I have. There are alternate things that you can use to sort of act as a translator between the HomeKit setup that you have and the not HomeKit compatible devices that you also have. And the magic at my house, anyway, is something called HomeBridge. Now, with HomeBridge, you can run it on a variety of devices. I have a Raspberry Pi that I've dedicated to this. HomeBridge itself is free. It does take a little bit of setup and configuration, and you do need something to run it on. So, like if you want to run it on a later model Raspberry Pi, that's like a $40, $50 endeavor, I think. You may need an SD card for that as well. And, I set it up. All you have to do is follow some instructions and it actually works pretty well. And you can use that to add things to HomeKit that would not otherwise show up there automatically. So once you get your HomeBridge installation set up to talk to HomeKit, then there are a lot of things that you can add to your HomeBridge setup that make it so that you can boss them around with your S-Lady assistant. So the example I have of this is I'm able to open and close my garage door through HomeKit and use the security features of HomeKit in order to do that with my garage door, because I don't want to pay an exorbitant sum of money to replace a totally functional garage door opener just to get a HomeKit compatible one. So I didn't do that. I spent like $50 and bought a computer of its own that hangs out on my network and does that for me. So that would be one I would suggest, particularly if you are somebody who likes to tinker with things like that. If that's your idea of a good time, is setting up something like that and playing around with it a little bit to get it running. That one is also pretty straightforward and works really well so far. I've not had a problem with anything I've set up over HomeBridge.
Nice. So
that would be one.
Yeah, you said the magic word for me, tinker. HomeBridge is on my to-do list to do a walkthrough of setting it up and getting it going. Another one that's out there, HomeBridge, by the way, I believe will also run on macOS.
Yes.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
The other one that I'm looking at, and I've been playing with it off and on, trying to get it to work right, is Home Assistant.
Okay. I haven't spent a lot of time with that one. So.
Yeah. Home Assistant, if you can get it to work right, it can even take the place of your hub.
Oh,
so you
okay.
don't need an Apple TV or a HomePod if you can get it to play nicely.
Okay,
I haven't been able to yet, but I think that maybe because of the device I was trying to use, I've got some other stuff on the way, so I'm going to revisit it.
Okay, interesting. I'm curious to see how that turns out, actually, and. So I definitely want to find out more. That sounds pretty interesting. There's an alternate to HomeBridge that is called Hoobs, and I think that's about $100, but they give you everything right out of the box. I think you get the Raspberry Pi and it's all configured and everything's ready to go and you just open the box and go to town.
It's basically plug and play.
You
fire it up. It may have you change root password. I'm not sure if it does that or not.
Yeah, it's something like that, but it's another option. So if you're not interested in following a bunch of steps to flash an SD card full of operating system and that sort of thing, then that can be that might be an option for you. Another thing that I just want to spend a couple minutes on, because we have a couple of minutes left, is light bulbs. And lighting is a very lighting in general is a very easy way to also get people into smart home sorts of things. And like my mom, I got her a Philips Hue bulb, one of the white ones, and set it up so that when she comes home, there's the sort of airlock between the garage and the rest of the house. So when she comes in the garage door, when her phone gets close enough to the house, we just set it up with geofencing, that light comes on and that's it. And so now when she comes home, whether it was daytime or not, when she left, when she comes back, that light comes on automatically. And that makes it, that's like a tiny, nice thing so that it's never dark when she's trying to walk into the house.
Right. So, you know, one that just came out that if you want to not only add some ambient lighting, but also do some cool abstract art, Nanoleaf just came out with a new product called Lines.
Okay.
And what they are is they're straight lines that you can join together and configure in different shapes. So you not only have the lighting, but you also have a design that you put on your wall.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping to get my hands on those soon, but they've only just begun shipping.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely sounds interesting. Another one that I can tell you about is, I'll tell you a little bit. Hue lights come in lots of different bulb styles, I guess, configurations. Mm-hmm. So you can get them for regular light bulbs, like for lamps and things. You can get them for overhead lights. They have light strips, like strips of LED. I have some of those in my windows. I primarily use them for holiday decorating, like Halloween and Christmas. I can light my windows up from the bottom, so they can be whatever colors I want them to. I have a couple different automations for that. And you can set them up to all the lighting sort of has the same options where you can set it up to automate a bunch of different ways. It comes on automatically at sunset, or you can set up automations like that hook up to weather information and they turn blue when it's raining, or different things like that. So you can have all kinds of different lighting setups that work pretty well that way. So if you have questions about any of this, let us know. You can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And Jeff, do you have any last minute gift picks for us?
You know what? No, I think we've covered it. I'll have some more in my guide either tomorrow or Thursday, along with some good deals, some bundles where you can actually get a HomePod mini plus your lighting at a discount. So, stay tuned for that.
Yeah. And maybe if I'm up for it in my copious amounts of free time, I will write up and show a ridiculous video of how I turned the basement of my house into a discotheque with a couple of choice applications and a fair number of Hue bulbs. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
I've got video of it somewhere. This is what happens when you have a lot of technology and a little bit of free time, and you're someone like me who decides you need to take that to a ridiculous extreme. This is what happens.
Oh, yeah. And we can. I mean, there's so much out there.
Yes. So if you have more questions or anything like that, like I said, go ahead and reach out to us. We're more than happy to talk to you about it more. And if you have gift ideas of your own for things you think we should discuss, let us know that as well. Thanks, Jeff, for being on the show today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.